Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Well, Drew, how are you hitting them out here tonight?
Crooked and not very far.
Yeah, well,
I'm not a good golfer. You're really good. For those of you that don't know it, I screw around and I'm kind of a yuck monkey. She's actually a legitimately good golfer.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Inconsistent. Every once in a while I can whack one, but I wouldn't say good. All right, we teased before the break that we were going to be talking to DeAndre Hopkins, yeah. Which I did have a chance to sit down with him. But this is a guy that really, I don't know if you would say a lot of pressure, but a lot is expected of him with the loss of Andre Johnson. He's kind of needs to step up, and he's going to be the number one guy.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what he does because I still think he's only scratching the surface of what he can do in the league in 2015 and beyond. I think he's going to be a fantastic player throughout his career. He's already been a Pro Bowl caliber player, 1,200-plus yards last year. He's got some help behind him now. Nate Washington, Cecil Shorts III, Jalen Strong, the draft pick. Those guys are excellent pickups. You know, you lose Andre Johnson. Those guys are really good, too. But I'm like you. I can't wait to see what he does in 2015.
All right. Now I had a chance to sit down with DeAndre.
Fitzpatrick gets the snap. Has time. Airs it out. Left side. Wants Hopkins. Has him. Inside the five. Touchdown, Houston. DeAndre Hopkins does it again.
Best thing I did this offseason was enjoy time with my nieces and nephew. That I don't get to see that much. Took them to Chick-fil-A, you know, picked them up from little places, and, you know, basically just spent family time with them. You know, I enjoy that more than anything.
How was this offseason, or was it different for you than it has been? Kind of, you know, a little more settled with the team. You kind of know what an offseason is like and what you have to do to prepare.
Yeah, it was different than any other offseason because, you know, I was actually playing for, you know, in the offense before, you know, season before, unlike last year, you know, I had a quarterback. Well, we had a whole staff change, you know, going into an offseason. So, you know, having the playbook down and just having the system down, it kind of made things a little bit more comfortable for me.
Different changes this year. Obviously, last year there were certain changes. This year, different changes in personnel. Do you think or do you feel a change in your leadership or your role on the team as a receiver?
Yeah, I do. You know, and I mean, I do it by example. You know, I mean, I'll talk to the guys and you know, coach them up a little bit, but you know, I try to lead by example more than anything than going out there being the vocalist.
When you look at last year, this team obviously took huge strides going from 2-14 to 9-7. At this point, with the personnel, the coaching staff, everything that you have in place, is this team kind of on the brink of taking that next step?
Yeah, I definitely think we are. And, you know, we don't really think about the future too much or, you know, we're not looking forward toward the season. But, you know, we're accomplishing that by going out every day and working hard because we know we're that close to accomplishing our goal.
And let's talk a little bit about the schedule. When you guys see a new schedule coming out, are they just games to you, or is there any that you look at and kind of circle on your calendar?
No, they're just games to me. You know, I think most guys are like that too. You know, I kind of circle the games that's closer to my home, which are Atlanta and the Panthers we play this year. So you know, both of those games are 2 hours from where I live. So. You know, I probably have more family there than anything, but, you know, that's about it.
Do you set or do you have any goals specifically set for yourself going into this year?
Yeah, to have zero drops. That's my goal. That's a pretty tough goal to accomplish, but I think I can.
Well, what are your thoughts on a couple of these the young kids that have been brought in that were drafted and what you've seen, you know, kind of early on here at this point?
I think they're doing a good job. Well, you know, I can only speak for the wide receivers, you know, who I see every day. But you know, both of those young guys are doing amazing right now. They're doing a lot of stuff, you know, outside of practice, trying to get better. They're not just out there at practice. You know, when it's over with, they're in the film room trying to study and doing things like that to make themselves better. So you know, I see a lot of potential in them.
Is there a comfort level now? And you kind of touched on it a little bit with coaching staff. I mean, not knowing what to expect last year, but now you do. You know these guys. You know Coach O'Brien's style. Is there almost like where you can almost focus more on what you need to do versus kind of learning?
Right, yeah, it is. You know, and I feel good about that. I haven't really had that comfortable, you know, level since college where I had, you know, the same coaches. And even then, I had a coaching change, offense coordinator. But, you know, it changes a lot. And, you know, you can go out there and kind of focus on what you have to do more so than than learning a new offense over. You know, it kind of speeds the game up a little bit for you.
Well, everyone expecting big things from DeAndre Hopkins, including DeAndre himself, but we've got some big things going on here today, and I think it's time I let you go, probably show us what you got.
Thank you very much. I'll do my best not to embarrass myself or the Houston Texans.
All right, we've got to take one final time out here on the show, but don't go away. When we come back, we will see all these swings and talk to some of these players. Stay with us.